The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning.
Goldschmidt swings and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Gray Bar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Milliken's win! Milliken's win!
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
It's Joe Pott in for Tom Ackerman as we welcome you back to the Stifel Sports Studio. We're at Busch Stadium as the Cards and the Reds are getting set to finish off their series here coming up this afternoon. But right now, here on the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning, we're going to talk with Mr. Soccer. That would be Bill McDermott, who joins us now. And always great to catch up with Bill McDermott. Bill, how are you? What's happening?
Doing fine, Joe. How you been? How do you like this summer of soccer?
It is fantastic, and that's why we wanted to catch up and have a chance to visit with you here, because there is so much to talk about. I want to mention right off the top, too, that Bill has a brand new podcast on Odyssey, Show Me Soccer. Works with Dan Betlock and Mike Rudolph. Drew Young, our producer, is the helping out to produce that podcast. I'm sure that that has been fun for you, a good project for you.
It has, Joe, and the name should indicate what we're trying to obtain, and that is some listeners who may be interested in the overall period of how we got here, the history of the sport. We're going to lean on the overall sport, obviously, international, national, anything that involves something that might be interesting to the listeners, but we're going to cater in particular to the very rich history of St. Louis soccer and how we got to where we are. So we'll have a weekly guest pertaining to the history of St. Louis soccer, and then we'll cover different aspects of it. But Drew has been doing a fabulous job of being our producer. So it's so far so good. So check it out. Show Me Soccer when you get a chance.
I think that I feel like that most sports fans, and it's not limited to soccer, I literally just talked with John Mozeliak, the Cards president of baseball operations, and he talked about so much in the history of baseball and that, you know, to kind of relive that and discuss that and compare eras. But obviously there's so much to do that with soccer as well. And there's a lot you can do with just the St. Louis aspect of soccer and all of the history that is contained there within.
You know what, Joe, you make an excellent point, because I think strongly that the two pillars of sport in our community, with reference to longevity and giving the history of our city, giving some pedigree to that history, are the sports of baseball and soccer. In particular, for soccer, dating back to 1875 when the first game was played. And when we go down to City Park, Arthur Herman Stadium, or the St. Louis Soccer Park, it's not just those games that we are watching. We are watching the overall history, how it developed and made St. Louis what it is. And that is a city that early on adopted the world's game, made it its own, and got ready for what is now a changing America because of the acceptance of the sport of soccer.
And Bill, another one of the chapters in that history is the college game, of course, and just announced this past week that St. Louis University and SIUE will be back at City Park September 8th, a doubleheader, the women and the men. They did this for the first time last September. Mm-hmm. They're going to try to make it even a bigger event. And, of course, that's a huge part of history of soccer in St. Louis. But obviously, from my standpoint, so great to see this game and this rivalry back at City Park again.
Very much so. And the reason, Joe, that we love to watch this, we're entertained by it first and foremostly, is that a goodly number of the players come from the St. Louis area. And how many times have we talked about this on the show? St. Louisans love their St. Louisans. Now, it's so not true. Like the early 70s or late 70s when, in essence, 95% of the players from both teams were from St. Louis. The game's dramatically changed since then. But nonetheless, it has that existing equity in the overall history of the sport in our city, as does the history of intercollegiate soccer. And not with just St. Louis U and SIU, but Quincy and UMSL and Rockhurst and so many other schools neighboring to St. Louis U and SIU in the Midwest area who really had St. Louis players at the birth of their respective soccer program. So this tradition continues on and on. And for these young players to be able to play a new venue, a home venue for the professional team, that's just further impetus for them to perform.
It's Bill McDermott, Mr. Soccer, with us here on Sports on a Sunday Morning. Let's talk about Copa America and the U.S. men. They'll play tomorrow against Uruguay, trying to get out of the group stage into the knockout rounds. They were obviously dealt a blow, Bill, against Panama. They lose 2-1 after Tim Weah gets the red card. What are you looking for tomorrow night from the men? What do they have to do to get out of this group stage to advance?
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, first of all, what I'm looking for is how a team is going to rebound, a team that represents their country, a team, a young team, a very young team. And Greg Berhalter has always said, if we don't do anything at the Qatar World Cup, get ready for 2026. And everybody has been leaning on that, Joe, because the young players that you see playing right now, those are the players that you're going to see in 2026. It's not going to dramatically change. All of a sudden, Alfredo Di Stefano is not going to show up for the United States. Brian McBride no longer plays for the United States. So what you see now is what you're going to continue to watch. It is imperative and mandatory that they win against Uruguay to get out of and into the next round, because you're playing Copa America at home and you're playing at venues which are going to be used for the 2026 World Cup. That's why this tournament is in the United States this year. A dress rehearsal for all the respective venues they're going to be used in 2026. But when they line up tomorrow night at Arrowhead Stadium, by the way, this is a wonderful move by FIFA to award what Lamar Hunt and his family have done for the sport of soccer in the United States, not just MLS related, but NASL as well, to award him, their family, the name Hunt, a World Cup venue in 2026. It didn't happen in 1994, but it's happening justifiably now. So it is up to the United States to step up and perform against a former World Cup champion, and they'll have an excellent environment in which to do that.
And look, this does feel like, you mentioned it, a dress rehearsal for the 2026 World Cup, but it also feels like another turning point for U.S. soccer. 1994 was. It obviously got us to Major League Soccer and professional soccer.
Yes.
Back in the U.S., and the U.S. is gearing up for 2026. The headquarters are relocating. They're building a new training facility. This does feel like another one of those turning points, doesn't it?
Without any question, Joe. There are certain dates that are really relevant in the history of the sport in our country. You just referenced one of them. One of them is June 17th, 1994. That was the date of the inaugural game for 94, when Germany played Bolivia at Soldier Field, when everybody around the world, everyone, said, why is it going to the United States? They don't even have an existing league. They have no pedigree in the World Cup. Well, it turns out that the average attendance was 68,991. Another one of those tremendous dates. This also references the Hunt family. May 15th, 1999, the opening of the very first, the inaugural soccer-specific stadium in Columbus. So, yes, Joe, when the World Cup comes to your country, first of all, the World Cup in the United States in 1994, there is no bigger event in the history of the sport in our country. When the World Cup comes to your country, that means everything. And it's going to be even bigger yet in 2026, because it's being tri-hosted, if indeed that's a word. There'll be 48 teams, people for coming all over the world to the United States to watch the world's game. So, yes, you're 100% right. Huge date for American soccer and the continued growth and acceptance of the sport.
Well, I really appreciate you being able to catch up with us and us being able to catch up with you here on this Sunday morning, Bill. I know it was short notice, but it's always great to chat with you.
Likewise.
I believe if everything is said, you and I are going to have a chance to be together to call that game, those games between St. Louis University and SIUE. That's at least my hope. And if not then, before then, I hope to catch up soon.
Yes, sir, Joe. Catch up with you.
That's Bill McDermott.
At the game or at the Mighty Mox? One of the two.
Yes, exactly.
All right,
exactly.
Joe.
That is Bill McDermott, Mr. Soccer. You are not going to find a more knowledgeable soccer pundit in St. Louis, certainly. And probably I would challenge that across the country. I've had a chance to work with him on games. Obviously, we've done this several times where we've had a chance to visit and talk about soccer and chat about different things. But to work with him on a game and a game environment and you could hear it there, the recall of dates and numbers and specifics from United States soccer, from world soccer, and certainly from St. Louis soccer, it's unmatched. And it's fun to catch up with him and chat about that, because it is a summer soccer. We didn't even get into the Euros. Because we were chatting about other stuff. His podcast, by the way, Show Me Soccer. It's him, Dan Betlock, and Mike Rudolph. And you can find that on the Odyssey app. And, man, if you're a soccer fan at all, I can't imagine that you wouldn't want to check that out and listen to some more of that wide-ranging knowledge and historical presence that he brings to that and to any setting that he is in. So thanks to Bill McDermott. As always, thanks to our regular guests, which include Oliver Marmol, the Cardinals manager, includes John Mozeliak, the Cardinals president of baseball operations. And we had a surprise a couple of visits today. Joey Zanaboni stopped by, chatted on the phone. We had Benji Molina, who chatted with us in studio here at Busch Stadium. And you can listen to all of that again at the Odyssey app. You can rewind, go listen to that, and enjoy all of what we just did here on the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning. Our Steeple Sports studio today has been Busch Stadium. Drew Young has been our producer, and he's really been the guy, all that legwork, getting all those guests together for us and making us sound great here on this Sunday morning. I'm Joe Pott, in for Tom Ackerman. I'm not going anywhere. I've got Cardinals pregame coverage coming up for you after the top of the hour. Keep it here on Camo X.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.